Today is Wednesday, May 6th. I'm Megan Lynch.
I'm not saying we're at a crisis, but this is definitely a tipping point.
St. Louis County Executive Sam Page now putting specifics on the table. Page named services he wants to target after months of raising the idea of consolidation. The services include merging some of the county's 54 separate police departments, combining 911 dispatch operations, and unifying city and county library systems.
I believe that the community will engage in these conversations because they have a choice to make. Cut core services, which nobody wants. Find new sources of revenue, which people are seriously considering, or consolidate the way we deliver these services and save money.
Page says more than 650 residents submitted ideas through a county survey. He's in talks with Mayor Kara Spencer about next steps. St. Louis City budget meetings have started, and there are questions about how the police department pension system, in addition to how much money the Board of Police Commissioners is asking for.
The Board of Police Commissioners did not go before the Budget and Public Employees Committee, and that has Alderman Michael Browning alarmed because of unfunded liabilities of $534 million, and that doesn't include the retiree health benefit. City Budget Director Paul Payne explained what happened with state control.
But not only were those grandfathered employees who were always covered, but it meant that anyone hired since going back to 2013 is now eligible. So that added a significant increase in the liabilities.
Payne says this is strictly pay as you go.
It's whatever the health insurance premium bills are, estimated $16 million next year.
Payne says what's alarming is that that has gone up and will continue to. Maria Kina, KMOX News.
Advocates for violence prevention in St. Louis County are warning about the human cost of delaying action. During last night's county council meeting, supporters pushed for funding the Save Lives Now proposal. Former Ferguson Mayor Ella Jones pressed the council to move on the bill.
This is our children. We are beginning to face a long, hot summer, and I don't want any child to lose their life. Prevention is the best option that we have at this point.
But council members hit the brakes.
I move to hold bill numbers 85 and 86. Bill numbers 85 and 86 are held.
The $1.7 million proposal for violence interrupters and more will come back up again next week. A crowd showed up to the St. Louis City Council last night to debate a proposed ban on data centers within city limits. These days, even the size and source of public outcry is under dispute. Opponent Scott Roop says the ban is just pandering to a small group online.
What is this ban actually gaining? Other than just a few accolades of a couple hundred people on Facebook, what is it actually gaining this city? Because from where I sit, the answer is nothing.
Resident Tim Klein pushed back.
As far as a couple hundred people you're talking about, there's a lot more than a couple hundred people that have a problem with this. A lot more. And most of them aren't on Facebook.
A final vote on the amendment expected May 19th. An expanded transportation bill has passed the Missouri House.
If passed, the bill would raise the speed limit on Missouri's rural interstate highways to 75 miles per hour. It also includes a proposal to end most vehicle inspections in the state. St. Louis County Democrat Michael Burton speaking before a vote on the amended measure.
Could you imagine if one of your grandkids was killed in a vehicle accident? And after the investigation, they find the car that killed your grandchild was not fit for the road, that there was a huge crack in the windshield and the brakes were so worn down that the driver couldn't stop, that's the reason your loved one died?
Meanwhile, Republicans argue most vehicles on the road are advanced enough to make inspections unnecessary. The bill now goes back to the Missouri Senate for more work. Ivy Lyons, KMOX News.
From the KMOX Business Desk, the YWCA of St. Louis has received an international award. The group's St. Louis Regional Sexual Assault Response Team wins the 2026 Purple Ribbon Award from Alliance for Hope International. That's one of the leading organizations focusing on helping sexual assault and domestic violence survivors. The response team currently serves more than 1,000 survivors a year at no charge.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.